Until Tomorrow. In my opinion, Holy Saturday must have been the darkest day in history. Jesus was dead. Hope laid in a tomb. It was the Sabbath, and there was no work to occupy anyone's mind. I imagine the faithful followers asking Father all day, "Why?" or "What do we do now?" They had no idea what was about to take place. They knew only what they had witnessed, and in their understanding, the man they had put all trust in had fallen, silently, without so much as a struggle. This man was supposed to be their hero. They believed in him while the blood still flowed through his veins. They had abandoned everything to follow him, to bring a message of hope to the world. But now it seemed that all was lost. Jesus was supposed to save them. But how could he do that now? He didn't even save himself. Things were not going the way they had imagined, and now they feared for their own lives as well, hiding behind a locked door. We are fortunate to know the rest of that story. But what about today's story? Does today find you questioning Jesus' ability to save you? Are you wondering where he is? Are you hiding behind a locked door? For many who are following the government's instructions to shelter in place, this will be a particularly tough weekend. Many families have an annual Easter tradition of meeting together and going to church. This year will be a bit different for most of us. Michigan has stated that we are not even supposed to cross the road to visit a neighbor. There will be many lonely and lost people who fear what our future will look like. If you are one of them, take heart. Adonai is near those with broken hearts. He saves those whose spirit is crushed. The righteous person suffers many evils, but Adonai rescues him out of them all. Psalm 34, verses 19 and 20, or 18 and 19. Don't be discouraged or fearful about the condition of our world. Turn your heart to Jesus and trust that he will keep you safe. Adonai redeems his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Psalm 34, 23 or 22. Spend this weekend with Jesus. They can't quarantine him.